This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, I'm back. Wayne Allyn Root on War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show on USA Radio. Another hour, hour number two, and then an hour number three. It becomes our power hour. We're on Newsmax TV as well as USA Radio. The sponsor of this segment of the show, Tenacity, the new book by Ron Corey. He's a great buddy of mine. He's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He is living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years, but my buddy Ron is so tenacious he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, the raw story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity, the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas in the biz world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. Story so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco and Reservoir Dogs and Kill Bill is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, an e-book, or a Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. I almost misspelled it. I'm sorry. C-O-U-R-Y, or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. Visit his RonCoreyAuthor.com for more details. Go to Amazon to order Tenacity today. And here's the deal. Every day for the next couple of weeks, we're going to give away a free book. Ron's book, free, Tenacity. Get a free copy. All you have to do is call our toll-free number, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And the number three caller today wins a copy of Ron's book free now. So give a call now to 833-WAR-TALK. The third caller gets Ron's book free, Tenacity. And if you're not lucky enough to get his book free, you want to go to Amazon and order Tenacity today. Wainwright gives it a five-star review. He's gotten five-star reviews from everybody, by the way. It's an amazing book. So the number three caller right now at 833-WAR-TALK gets the book free. All right, some things in the news. UCLA students signed a petition to put conservatives in concentration camps. You know, it's one of those joke things where a conservative reporter goes out there and says, let's put all the conservatives in a concentration camp. Let's torture them, brainwash them, and murder them. And all the students with cameras rolling say, yeah, let's do it. I mean, the communists run wild on college campuses all over this country. Caitlin Bennett went undercover at UCLA as Jenna Talia to ask students to sign a petition to throw conservatives into involuntary re-education camps. Not only were the students she approached ecstatic to sign it, but one member of UCLA's student government encouraged her to change the language to diversity and sensitivity training to hide the real intent so the administration would approve it. And they have a video out about it. It's amazing. And why not? Because then you've got the situation that happened on UC Berkeley. This is all California. Students are all insane. The head of a conservative activist group says it's shocking no arrest has been announced in connection with an alleged assault last week on a conservative activist at the University of Cal Berkeley. The incident was captured on videotape, occurred as the activist Hayden Williams was manning a recruiting table for Turning Point USA, a great conservative group. I've met Charlie Kirk, the founder of Turning Point USA, great guy. On Friday, the university police announced they had identified a suspect, adding he was not a student or affiliated with any way with the university, but the announcement did not name the man whose face was clearly captured on video. This is really surprising, says Charlie Kirk, founder and executive director of Turning Point USA. From what I understand, there's been no arrest. I don't understand why there's no public arrest file on this guy. If he'd been wearing a Make America Great hat again and had punched a liberal in the face, there'd be national outrage and a manhunt to find him. On Tuesday, Media Relations Office for UC Berkeley told Fox News there were no updates in the case. The UC Berkeley Police Department website's most recent update is from Friday. After efforts to contact the public information officer for the police department, Fox News told he was out sick. Williams, who is not a student, was manning the recruiting table but is not a member of Turning Point USA. He's a campus representative for the Leadership Institute, a conservative organization. Williams told Fox News he filed a police report immediately after the incident, was asked to go to the police station last Friday to see some photos. Alan Zarka, Berkeley Jr., told Fox News he was walking on campus when he saw the altercation and decided to videotape it, said he's dismayed by the lack of release of the suspect's name. His face is so widely shown, it's been everywhere. Even if they did find him, I wonder if they're just keeping it under wraps. It's such a politically charged issue. The campus police website said the two men approached a table where Williams was recruiting members and an argument ensued. Williams held up his cell phone and began filming the two men who were allegedly harassing him. One of the two men knocked over the table, then punched Williams several times, causing injuries to his face. Much of the incident was captured on Zarka's cell phone. The two men who approached Williams were gone by the time police arrived. What a surprise. Liberals are so violent, so mentally ill. Speaking of mentally ill, a new low. Florida College journalism students harass a GOP representative's donors. So the University of Florida's journalism school has been co-opted by a former Associated Press reporter who's worked to weaponize several students working under his direction to attack a Republican state representative who is well known for being a major supporter of President Trump. The GOP representative is Anthony Sabatini, a first-year state representative who has filed legislation to make it a criminal act for elected officials to pass sanctuary city laws welcoming illegals. He currently serves in the Florida National Guard. Now he's one of the more libertarian-leaning legislators in the Florida House and a young face of the Florida GOP who refuses to apologize for his hardline stance on immigration and the Second Amendment. That drew the attention of the News Academy of News Academy of Journalism at the University of Florida, mainly from visiting lecturer and investigative journalist Professor Ted Breedis. Breedis has a documented history of writing articles critical of Trump or celebrating the roadblocks put in front of Trump. He also claimed the National Enquirer tried to shut down public interest reporting on Trump. Sabatini seems to have really got under the MAGA-phobic journalist's skin. We were made aware by several sources last week that Breedis has instructed his journalism students to engage in a harassment campaign of Sabatini's campaign donors. Wow. So he asks his students to harass your donors. How could you do that? This is another example of how journalism schools have turned into entirely political instruments of the disturbingly liberal and anti-American cesspool of modern academia. University of Florida should be ashamed of itself. Breedis declined to provide comment. Can you imagine? He's not going after the donors of these two, of course. Radical Democrats, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, the first two Muslim women in the U.S. House. Can you imagine? We have a House of Representatives, two women that would be more at home if they were in the Parliament of Palestine or Syria or Iran, wearing their little hijabs. First to sign a pledge to impeach President Trump. Radicals. Hateful. Call Trump a mother effer. Say terrible things about Israel. Terrible things about America. Accept money from CARE. Criticize the role of lobbyists while they're accepting $60,000 from liberal lobbyists, including CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, the most un-American organization in America. Radical Democrats, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, were the first Democrats to sign a pledge to impeach Trump. Wow. Just sick. Of course they're the first. And meanwhile, all this is going on. I can read you story after story about liberals attacking conservatives. It's all going on while a new study reveals conservatives dominate America. They just dominate America. Gallup's tracking polls in 2018 in all 50 states asked respondents to self-identify as liberal, conservative, or moderate. And the results were released Friday. And they showed that more respondents identified as liberal than conservative in only 6 out of 50 states. 44 states, conservatives dominate liberals. And on a national level, overall, conservatives outnumber liberals 35 to 26%. The states where the number of self-identified liberals exceeded the number of conservatives. The only states, there were only 6 of them. In Hawaii, Democrats dominate. In New Hampshire, wow, people identify as liberal in New Hampshire. New York, Massachusetts, Vermont, and Washington. Outside of that, every other state, conservatives dominate liberals. Wow. That means, according to Gallup, there were only a few states in a slight liberal bent. Since the 2008 poll does show more Americans consider themselves conservatives than liberals, the liberal-conservative gap meets in California, where conservatives and liberals make up 29% of the population. In 43 other states, there are more conservatives than liberals. So it's actually six states where liberals lead, one dead even, California, and then then 43 other states where conservatives lead. Can you imagine winning a game 43-6-1? Or having a season where you're 43-6-1, you'd be having a hell of a season. An all-time record season. You'd win the Super Bowl. You'd be the greatest team in history. That's conservatives in this country. According to Gallup, conservatives lead by 38 points in the country's most conservative state, Mississippi, and liberals lead by 14 points in the most liberal state, Massachusetts. Wow, in Mississippi, 50% identify as conservative, 12% liberal, 29% moderate. In Massachusetts, 35% identify as liberal, 21% conservative. Conservatives have a significant edge in 25 states. In 19 highly conservative states, conservatives outnumber liberals by at least 20 percentage points. So America's demographics are conservatives dominate. But you look at the media, you look at the education system, you look at the government, you look at the politicians. And you'd never imagine the elitists in charge, all liberal. The people, all conservative. By the way, we have our first winner of Tenacity, the book, Todd Beers from Waterford, Connecticut. Great job, Todd Beers. Good job. Number three caller today. We'll give away a book of Tenacity every day for the next couple of weeks, courtesy of the great Ron Corey. Go to Amazon and get a copy of Tenacity now. Or go to roncoryauthor.com, C-O-U-R-Y, coryauthor.com. Congratulations, Todd Beers.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Friends, I've been telling you now for more than a year how MyPillow has given me back something I haven't had for a long time, and that's some great sleep. And you can get good sleep, too, with a MyPillow. It keeps its shape, stays cool all night long, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And you can toss a MyPillow in your washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your pillow. And it is 100% made in the USA. And here's a great deal. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows, two go anywhere pillows to take on vacation for half off. Free shipping. Don't forget a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. 1-800-951-8175. And my USA promo code is good for anything on the MyPillow.com website.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American gold Gold Eagle for the retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Were you scared?
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, just fresh off my surgery Thursday night, made a great comeback, and one of the reasons is Liberty HealthShare. I mean, they paid for the surgery. They're the greatest. I didn't know till now. You know, I told all you guys, I've been with them for, this is my third year. I told you I save $18,000 a year with them. If you save $18,000 a year one, $18,000 a year two, $18,000 a year three, that's $54,000 over 3 years. Plus, I knew my son had wisdom teeth removed. That was a $2,500 bill. They reimbursed $2,000 out of $2,500. And then I had three doctor visits in December of 19, and both doctors took Liberty HealthShare. Oh, I should say all three doctors took, accepted Liberty HealthShare. And all three said, there's no copay. And I said, what do you mean there's no copay? And they said, zero. You don't owe a thing. And I said, how could I be three doctor visits? And all three times they say, I don't owe anything. And the answer is, they're considered wellness visits. You get three of them a year. And those are my three. It's the only three I've ever taken. So they were free. And then, you know, I didn't know I'd ever have surgery. I've never had surgery in my life. Real surgery in a hospital with anesthesia. And I had it. Had to have it for kidney stones on Thursday. So I was out Thursday and Friday. And the bill would have been, my understanding, about $20,000, but they negotiated with the hospital for me. And, you know, all I did was call them up, just like any other customer, and said, you know, how do I pay for this? And they said, we call the hospital, give us a phone number and the right person in the finance department, and I did. And they called, and they got the fee dramatically reduced, and I showed up at the hospital, and I said, what do I owe? And they said, well, you don't really owe anything. All you owe is your deductible. You have $2,250 left in your deductible for the year. You have to write a check for $2,250. And that's what you owe. And I'm like, that's it? And they were like, yeah, you pay your deductible, and they agreed to pay the rest. And just like that, boom, I felt good walking into my surgery. Can you imagine how stressed I would have been if I knew there were like thousands of dollars in other bills that were going to come my way? Liberty took care of everything. Thank you, Liberty. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. If America knew about this, everybody would switch to Christian health sharing. and they'd all switch to Liberty HealthShare. Their website's lightyearliberty.com, 855-58-Liberty, lightyearliberty.com. How do you say something better than that? It's $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family, and they really take care of you. Liberty HealthShare, they're the best. All right, so I was starting to talk about this in the first segment of the first hour. Associated Press blasts resentment aimed at the great gains of trans athletes. And a British sports columnist claims arguments against transgender athletes are based on prejudice and ignorance. Okay, so a big giant man decides he's a woman, gets a vagina, cuts his penis off, and grows breasts. And now he decides he can wrestle with women, and he's 250 pounds, and his body is filled with testosterone. And he grabs a woman by the neck, throws her against the wall, rips her head off. Oh, he's a champion of women. He should be honored as the greatest women's champion wrestler that's ever lived. And when he plays rugby and he rips your head off, he should be honored as the greatest women's rugby player. The whole thing is an absolute joke. It's got nothing to do with prejudice and ignorance, you moron. You liberal commie moron who doesn't have a daughter, obviously. See, how can you say that conservative men, because we're against abortion, aren't as nice to women as liberal men who want to give women the right to abort a baby after it's born? First of all, half the babies born are women. They're girls. So I think I'm the one who's defending women when I'm against abortion. And to be honest, it was never an issue I even cared about. But now that I hear you're murdering them up to the moment of birth and after, I'm not going to let you murder a little boy or a little girl. So I'm the one who's pro-women. And second of all, you want to allow some brute to walk into a women's room and rape a little girl. All in the interest of diversity and fairness and equality. You're not for women. You hate women. You don't care if one woman's murdered. Every time a gun's used in a murder, you don't mention there's 10 defenses that save people's lives with guns for every one murder. But every time a gun is used by an illegal in a murder, you go, oh, the gun, even one death could be prevented. We got to ban guns. What happens when the one transgender walks in the bathroom and rapes a little girl? Did you want to prevent that? What happens when one illegal murders somebody, which happens every minute of every day? Do you want to prevent that? Is that not the illegal's fault? If it's the gun's fault when there's a murder, is it the illegal's fault when there's a murder? I mean, it's just amazing. This guy starts off his February 24th article ridiculing anyone who opposes transgender athletes competing against others of natural-born genders. Castigates opponents for throwing out the strawman argument. He calls opponents all kinds of names, goes on to online what he calls this strawman argument against transgender athletes. I'm not even going to get into it all. I'll read it in depth as the show goes on, because it's a long story. But basically, leave it to say, liberals are not pro-woman. Liberals want your daughters in locker rooms with men. Liberals want your daughters on road trips with men dressed as women who act like women. They want them in bathrooms. They want them in jacuzzis with men dressed as women, acting like women. And they want the men acting as women to play in sporting events and kick your daughter's ass and embarrass your daughter and break her legs.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are both now in Vietnam preparing for their second summit. The meetings will begin on Wednesday and are expected to last into Thursday. Republican Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado explains what he says we need to get out of this meeting.
We need a clear, concrete roadmap to complete, verifiable, irreversible denuclearization. If we don't have that roadmap, concrete steps taken toward denuclearization, it's a surrender by the United States.
Michael Cohen is no longer a lawyer. A state panel in New York announced on Wednesday that it is disbarring Cohen because of his conviction for lying to Congress in campaign finance violations. Cohen testified before a Senate Intelligence Committee on Tuesday and is set to appear tomorrow before a House committee as well. A Democratic-led vote in the House on a resolution to block President Trump's declaration of a national emergency has passed. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Speak
with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, WAR Now on USA Radio Network. We'll have our guest James Hurston with us in just a second. I want to remind you the sponsor of this show is Fordham Resources. Fordham is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil and gas and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham is led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with industry giants like Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the City of Gold mining property, 180 square miles, not acres. Miles. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR, a rare opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Created $15 billion in shareholder profits. Amazing. Thank God for capitalism. Visit FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M. FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. All right. Let's get to our great guest every Tuesday afternoon. He is James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author and law professor, expertise in the entertainment industry. His website, JamesHurston.com. James, welcome back to the show.
Hey, great to be with you, Wayne. How are you?
You're my only guest who didn't skip a beat or miss a beat. I had you last Tuesday, and I have you today. This Tuesday and in between, I had major surgery on Thursday and took Thursday, Friday off, Saturday, Sunday, recuperated back on Monday, and so you never missed a beat. But I was pretty down for a while. But I'm back, and I'm okay.
Well,
so
you sound great. So whatever you did, I'm sure you're getting well fast.
It worked.
I saw that on Facebook, by the way. I did see that.
Yeah,
I was a couple prayers for you, buddy.
Thank you, man. It was kidney stones. So, I mean, you know, you wind up in a lot of pain. The doctors did a CAT scan. They found the two stones sitting there. And, hey, here's the good news. I have photographic evidence now because they took pictures of the stones. I've always said that I've got very big stones. Now I can prove it, okay? So it's okay.
Yeah, you do. They blew them up, right? They blow them up with ultrasound or something?
No, they could do that. They could do that from the outside. I don't think they go in for that. They had to go in for mine. They were too big. They can't do it with ultrasound unless they're a little smaller. They had to go in, not with a knife, but with a laser, and they go in and they just, you know, basically laser and zap it till it disappears.
You probably have them in a jar just so you can, you know, look at them all the time.
No, they broke them up into like sand pieces. So you never actually see them.
Wayne Allen Root with those big stones.
Big stones. Much bigger than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's brain, I think, is under a microscope. We prove that. So the Oscars were the other day, and you are my entertainment expert, and so the ratings sucked again? Is that true?
Yes, and you wouldn't know it from the coverage because in the mainstream media they said, it's up. The Oscars are up. And, you know, the thing is, they were slightly, but we have to remember, these are the Jimmy Kimmel Oscars where the ratings were so far down in the toilet, there was no other way to go but up. In the key demographic, Jimmy Kimmel, in his second hosting, managed to push the ratings down 25% in 1 year. The Oscar audience is a tiny fraction of what it was back in the day when people used to watch it. And, no, it basically was bad. And the show, you know, I got to hand, at least the Academy was trying to make some changes. You know, they wanted to bring in a popular award category to have some of the bigger movies. And the people in Hollywood revolted and they caved. And they tried to have some of the technical awards given during the commercial breaks to shorten the ceremony. And some of the directors and creatives signed an open letter in revolt to the Academy. And you just have to blow on them, and they caved. And you know they caved when Kevin Hart was chosen and people used the social media to dig up tweets and say that he was homophobic. And so, you know, the one thing, though, that the expectations were that this year the ratings would pick up was because the nominees for Best Picture included three films that people had actually seen: Black Panther, Bohemian Rhapsody, and A Star is Born. Black Panther did $700 million domestically in both Bohemian Rhapsody and Star is Born, $200 million or north of $200 million. So they thought that would bring in the audience, but what it ended up being is the second lowest rated Oscars ever. So only Jimmy Kimmel's Oscar fiasco was lower. And this was the second time in history where they went hostless. They couldn't even beat the first time they were hostless in 1989, which was a disastrous Oscar, according to all the experts. They're losing their prestige. They're losing their allure because winning an Oscar doesn't translate into box office anymore. Not really. And so it's just purely prestige. And yet, you know, people like Netflix chase it. There's like a political campaign before the Oscars. Netflix spent tens of millions of dollars trying to pursue an Oscar for the movie Roma, which hardly anyone watched. And Green Book won. It was a surprise. And Green Book happens to be actually a decent movie. It has, a good message, and it actually was well conceived, and it deserved as much as anybody else of those nominees. Yet there's this big controversy over whether Green Book should have won.
Yeah, I mean, no one ever heard of Green Book or saw Green Book either. I'm sure there's no big box office for Green Book, right? I've never heard of it.
No, it didn't really do all that well, though. Viggo Mortensen is in it. He's somewhat well-known.
I know him. Yes, of course I know him.
But Spike Lee had he turned his back when Green Book won. Jordan Peele was there. He wouldn't applaud. There's a number of African-Americans that say that somehow Green Book doesn't handle the issue of race correctly. I mean, it's a buddy movie. Well, and I think one of the things that some African Americans don't like, the white character played by Viggo Mortensen, who's a former bodyguard, kind of a street New Yorker, he ends up being the hero of the movie. He ends up, you know, cold cocking the bad guys. Well, so does the actor that won for Green Book, the African American actor, who actually plays a piano player that I'm familiar with because I play piano myself. His name is Don Shirley. So this was a true story, actually. But yet, I guess telling a true story upset Spike Lee, who I think... Yeah. Spike Lee, by the way, is one of the most overrated people in Hollywood. If Spike Lee were white, he wouldn't get the time of day.
Right.
I mean, they rave about some of his films that are hack and have very small audiences. And what Spike Lee was mostly angry about is that he thought he should have won Best Picture for Black Klansman.
Did anyone go see that? Was anyone seeing Black Klansman? I never heard of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a small movie. It didn't do that well at the box office. It wasn't made, you know, to seek a big profit or anything like that. It was made to seek awards, which it did get some awards and nominations. And it's it's a reasonable premise. I mean, it's about an African-American member of the KKK. That's a pretty cool premise. But Spike Lee, having a tantrum, and, of course, Spike Lee tainting the Oscar broadcast. I mean, the Academy, I know for a fact that the Academy leadership and the producers were begging the participants of these Oscars to stay away from the politics because it always hurts them.
Right.
I mean, what business can continue insulting 50% of their customers? And so they tried, but, you know, they couldn't. These people can't restrain themselves. They're so puffed up with their own self-importance. So Maya Rudolph, at the beginning, had to shove in an unnecessary anti-Trump joke. A number of the presenters and recipients followed suit, including this Javier Bardem, who made an introduction to the foreign picture category in Spanish, totally in Spanish, but ABC translated it, and it was clear. You know, he was talking about borders and walls. Nothing can restrain ingenuity, blah, blah, blah. It was a knock on Trump. There was a guy who picked up an laid down an umbrella the way that Trump did. And it was a hit on Trump. And then, of course, Spike Lee went into campaign mode and made a pitch for the 2020 presidential election. And he said, you know, do the right thing. Choose love over hate. 2020 is coming. And the audience went wild, and the audience at home clicked off their TV. So I don't know what it is. I think that probably the Oscars are a dying concept, just like all the other award shows, and we're really not going to be able to bring them back.
All right, when we get back, we'll have more of James Hurston. Empire executives doubt that Jussie Smollett staged the attack over pay. They don't doubt he staged the attack. They doubt he staged the attack over his pay on Empire. Of course he staged the attack. Who could doubt that? Jenna Bush Hager, daughter of George W. Bush, named replacement for Kathy Lee Gifford on NBC's Today Show. And, of course, Michael Cohen today and the next 2 days telling Congress of his alleged Trump criminal misconduct. This is a guy who just got disbarred, who lied already to Congress, who lied to Mueller, who lied to everyone, who's now going to tell you, oh, this time I'm telling the truth. More with our legal expert and best-selling author, law professor, and Hollywood expert, James Hurston. JamesHurston.com. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, RootForAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world. With the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now! Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Newsmax TV starts in about 9 minutes. We start at the 8 o'clock hour, 5 o'clock Pacific. We also repeat every day at 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. That's how popular my show is. They've added a second run every day. You watch Bill O'Reilly 3 times a week on my show. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. Tell them you have other TV options like DirecTV, Dish TV, or you could just watch it on YouTube or NewsmaxTV.com. So encourage them to make you happy and pick up Newsmax TV so you can watch your favorite host, Wayne Allen Root. To make it simple, call this toll-free number and we'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call toll-free 844-500-6397. 844-500-6397. And if you don't get us in DirecTV, Dish TV, or cable TV, then just go to NewsmaxTV.com, starting about 8 minutes or so, and you just press on Watch Live Now, and boom, I'm on your TV set. I'm on your computer, your desktop, your laptop, your iPhone. Get the Newsmax TV app. I'm on your iPhone, etc., etc. All right. James Hurston is here. New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise in the entertainment industry. His website is jameshurston.com. James, welcome back to the show.
Great to continue our conversation.
So we finished up with the Oscars. It's time to move on to Empire. The Empire executives, that's that TV, hit TV show on Fox, and Jussie Smollett played the son of the star of the show, or the stars of the show, husband-wife team, the star on the show. And he staged that attack in Chicago, and the executives doubt that he staged the attack over pay. So they're not saying, they're not so naive and delusional they doubt he staged the attack. They're saying they don't think it was about his role and his pay on Empire, right? Is that what they mean by that?
Yeah, it was. But, you know, TMZ reported this, and it was interesting. They said none of the brass, the producers, the executive producers, the executives believed that Jussie Smollett would stage a fake hate crime in order, you know, to raise his kid, to move up on the show. Well, they don't want to believe that because that's a horrible thing. It says something terrible about the Hollywood community. I mean, if the way you move up in your career is by staging a fake hate crime, what does that say about the Hollywood community? it actually says the truth, and that is that Hollywood makes victims of hate crimes into heroes, and victimization works in Hollywood. And so Jussie Smollett, who was also launching a music career, and he wasn't getting anywhere, he clearly wanted to raise his profile. He wanted to get publicity. So he started out by sending that fake letter to himself with white powder, and it didn't really go viral. It didn't really hit the media hard. So he said, well, I'm going to have to step this up. And then he hired the Nigerian bodybuilders and did the fake hate crime. And the thing is, all of this is based on a lie. And the lie is a Democrat talking point that claims that we have an epidemic of hate crimes, and they're increasing under the Trump era. And that's a lie, because if you measure hate crimes not by what people say report, because that's not a crime until it's proven. If you look at convictions, they're down. There's not as many hate crime convictions during the Trump era, but what is up are fake hate crimes. There's a whole bunch of them. Daily Caller put together a bunch. Some other outlets did. There's more than a dozen during the last 2 years of people pretending, just like Jussie Smollett did, and many of them try to implicate aspects of Trump. So it's either they have a MAGA hat, or they're white people from a red state. But the approach is, the more it ties in with Trump, the more it gets reported. And Jussie Smollett knew that. That's why he came up, you know, with the MAGA hat, and this is MAGA country, supposedly, they said.
Yeah, it was a fantasy from day one. It was a ridiculous fantasy from day one.
It was. And you know, it's like Trevor Noah said on The Daily Show. He said, the idea that you got these white Trump supporters watching Empire, that's kind of like members of the KKK buying tickets to Fiddler on the Roof.
There you go. I mean, that's what I said. Go back and look at my Twitter feed. Go back and listen to my show or watch my show the day after this hate crime was finally in the news. Supposed hate crime, fake hate crime, hoax hate crime. And I said that, you know, it's only a rumor. There are two men on the streets of Chicago at 2 in the morning who happened to have watched Empire and knew this guy and called him the N-word in the middle of a black neighborhood. Right. Like, they wouldn't have gotten lynched. Carrying a noose in the dark at 2 a.m. in Chicago, 20 below zero.
A noose and bleach, and that's because you're a thinking person, Wayne.
Yeah.
And you just thought about it, which CNN didn't.
And I thought about nobody knows who this guy is, even if they do happen to be Trump supporters who watch Empire. They wouldn't know who this guy was at 2 in the morning. You know what you used to do in New York at 2 in the morning when you ride in the subway? You keep your eyes down. You don't look into someone's face and say, oh, there's a star I recognize. You're afraid if your eyes meet another guy's eyes, he'll kill you with a hatchet. Come on, I rode the subways in New York at 2 in the morning. Chicago at 2 in the morning? What, are you kidding me? I knew it was a joke.
And Chicago these days is worse than New York.
I know. James Hurston, thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me.
Website, jamesherson.com. Time for Newsmax TV. Right now, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.